for our freshman students who have demonstrated abilities in science and math, we have a class that they take their freshman year called STARS. It's Science, Technology, and Reasoning Skills. And this class is really built around two competitions, the eCyber Mission, which really focuses on the engineering design. They come up with a problem to solve and the design criteria they need and build a prototype and test it. The eCyber Mission competition is sponsored by the United States Army and the National Science Teachers Association. That gets submitted in March. And then we follow up with that with the Next Big Thing competition that's here at Murray State. And that takes it kind of all the way through the entrepreneurship process. They will do a marketing analysis for their product. They come up with a business plan to sell their product as if they were actually going to do that. And so it's a full year experience for them. And they get to explore their interests. It's set up to be a year where they get to do things that maybe they don't get to do in other classes. They sort of get to choose what they're going to learn about, what they're going to focus their attention on.
This device seems like it would be marketable.
I think so. We are going to pursue a provisional patent, which is the first step. And so that will give them a one-year time frame in which they can start working on actually applying for a full patent on the device if they choose to do that. It would be very good for them. I think it would look great on a college application to say that you were first that they're a finalist in this competition, but that also that they actually are patent holders. So,
to have these fellows come to the attention of judges coming from those sponsorships must be pretty significant in a student's career.
I was very impressed with not only their winning the state, but then at regionals, they did a video chat for that part of the competition. And there were some high-level people from the Army, some engineers. I mean, it was a pretty impressive judging panel.
I'm Max Chambers.
I'm Will McGee.
And I'm Hunter Peck.
National competition will result in what if you win?
A $5,000 savings bond, along with what we've already won.
What have you already won?
We won $1,000 savings bond for winning state and then another additional $2,000 for winning regionals.
Start from the beginning. The idea for this device to help firefighters comes from a personal loss you all shared.
Back in fifth grade, we had a friend die in a fire, and that just kind of spurred on the idea to help firefighters and just keep anybody inside a fire safe. The very, very first prototype, we actually just kind of went headstrong into it.
Paint a picture of this device.
Our device is a steel dodecahedron, which means it's a 12-face figure with pentagons of all the faces. It has six holes on each side, and it's attached to a fire hose and then deployed into a building or sat into a doorway or thrown into a window, whatever the way is to get into a house to make a pathway for firefighters.
You have actually tested this thing.
Yes, we've actually tested it with the Palma Fire Department and the Benton Fire Department.
And what resulted?
Well, it actually sprayed about 40 feet in all directions. It worked very well. It got a high amount of steam going, which is very good for cooling down a fire.
Excellent. So you're going in the middle of the month to competition. How many teams will you be competing against?
Four other teams, we're pretty sure. One from each other region of the United States. There were five regions total, and we got the southern United States.
What did you gain from this experience?
We've all just kind of learned what you're going to have to do for it to actually be a real product. We've learned that a lot of work goes into it, like filing patents, actually making the prototypes, and talking to customers. It's all a big hassle.
Describe the team. What are your strong points?
I'm good at building the prototypes. He's good at all the typing, paperwork, and all that. And he's good at like managing the team, keeping us all together.
Describe how you made this thing.
We had a machine shop cut out quarter-inch steel plates. After that, with help from my uncle, we actually welded all the sides together, which actually took a long time because you'd put two welds on each plate, bend them, and then weld on the next piece and slowly build around to the entire shape. But after that, we just did a lot of grinding and a lot of drilling, and we came out to what we have. It's 14 and a half pounds.
And one of you has actually lobbed it 21 feet.
Yes, I did.
We hope that you prevail in the national competition, and thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm with Harry Green and Dwayne Hawes.
We connected their fireball or water ball or whichever to one of our pumpers to test it for them.
How many feet of hose do you think you put out?
About 75 foot of hose, 50 to 75 foot. We had no idea what it was going to do.
So how much pressure did you put on the water?
We started out pretty low and it went up to about 100 pounds.
100 or 125 pound that we ran. We did it in increments so that we kept our eye on the ball because we were afraid of movement, that it may get real sporadic and start going up in the air, but it sat solid all the way through.
And we were also surprised at the amount of water it put out. We thought, you know, this thing's just going to come out some little streams, but it put a lot of water out.
We ran through, I think, 750 gallons of water.
About 100 BPM gallons per minute. So I think the only recommendation we made to them was to put what we call a swivel on it, so regardless of how it lands, it doesn't twist the holes. But it's a neat idea. A lot of times you can throw it in there, or pull it through a window, throw it into the door or something like that. Especially if you had only two or three men in voluntary fire departments, you got fire over here and fire over here, you can throw it through a window and a door and they can concentrate on another area while that's at least cooling it down for you.
One good thing about it is it eliminates us having to possibly put someone inside a burning building. And it's a good thing.